Well, doctor, can I talk to him now?
Gee, I don't know if he can hear you, but you can try.
Jimmy? Jimmy, can you hear me? Jimmy, my name is Campbell. I'm a reporter. Can you tell me what happened? What happened to you at the lake? Try to remember, Jimmy. Try to tell me what happened.
The lake, huh?
Yes, Jimmy, the lake. You and your brother went to the lake.
My brother Grimsby!
All right, calm down. Now what happened?
Well, my brother and me, we went camping in the mountains.
You were looking for a lake.
We took a wrong turn and wound up on the south road.
Our station wagon broke down.
Out of nowhere came all these savage women.
They looked like something out of prehistoric time.
We were surrounded.
They took us away, but I broke free.
But they still had my brother, Ramsby! I wound up at the lake.
And found a rowboat.
I tried rowing, but in a frenzy, I didn't notice that the boat was tied to the shore.
A bunch of these savage women captured me and took me away to their settlement.
I saw the half-eaten corpse of my brother, Grimsby!
They were feasting on his flesh.
I was stripped naked and tied to a skewer,
and they began roasting me over an open fire.
I looked over toward my brother, Grimsby! And there was some half-human thing.
The women were feeding him chunks of my brother Grimsby! The thing was sitting like a sort of lump.
Or a blob.
He was paralyzed.
He was a vegetable. All I could see was his jaws and his sharp teeth chomping on my brother Grimsby's testicles.
Well then, after I was cooked a little,
they removed me from the skewer.
I was still tied up,
but the ropes had almost burned through.
One of the women was about to chop off my head
when I freed my hands.
I caught the axe,
but one of my hands was nearly chopped off.
It was dangling by a strand of skin and muscle.
With my other arm, I swung the axe around and was able to escape.
I ran through a patch of thorn bushes,
and my legs were torn up.
I tripped and fell and rolled over
a hill and collected hundreds of sharp prickly
burrs.
The axe flew up in the air,
and as it fell,
scalped off the top of my head.
I took the axe
and ran again to the rowboat on the lake.
I rowed across the lake and got out of the boat and ran some more.
I was running down a hill
when I tripped on a log.
My face squashed a frog.
A snapping turtle started chewing on my flesh where my wrist had been severed.
I got up and started running again downhill,
trying to pull the turtle away.
I fell and tumbled and my back smashed into a boulder.
My hand snapped off,
with the turtle still attached,
and flew through the window of a ranger station.
My back was broken,
but I was able to crawl a few yards
toward the ranger station.
I lost consciousness
with my open mouth over a hole in the ground,
which was the entrance to a hornet's nest.
Hornets flew into my mouth and stung me repeatedly on my tongue,
my cheeks,
my throat,
and the roof of my mouth.
The ranger found me there, and I woke up.
He turned me over on my back, and the hornets chased him away.
My tongue was so swollen that it prevented me from breathing.
I grabbed a stick and stuck it in my mouth to let the air in.
I was now paralyzed.
It started to rain.
It rained harder and harder,
and my mouth filled up with water.
I was close to drowning when I heard approaching footsteps.
Soon I was surrounded by more than a dozen savage women.
But suddenly, they all ran away as if in fear.
At first I was perplexed.
But then I saw a huge Grimsby!
A huge grizzly bear looking over me.
The bear picked me up by my head.
The water drained from my mouth and I gasped for breath.
The bear flung me 30 feet through the air.
I landed face down, my mouth open, lying over another hornet's nest.
Next thing I knew, I woke up in bed and it was still dark.
Must be dreaming, I said.
My girlfriend was still asleep, with her back toward me.
I turned her over to face me, but it wasn't my girlfriend.
It was the forest ranger's half-eaten living corpse.
And the snapping turtle was nibbling
on the exposed brain.
I jumped out of my bed
and ran to the bathroom to throw up.
I rested my hands on the rim of the toilet bowl
and fell asleep again.
I woke up to find myself drawing a station wagon
on a mountain road.
The rim of the toilet bowl became the steering wheel.
My brother,
Grimsby,
was in the passenger seat.
I was asleep again,
and he was shaking me to try to wake me.
I woke up just in time to drive out of control off the road and down a steep, rocky incline.
The car hit a boulder, and we both flew through the windshield and landed on the back of a bison,
which was actually a peccary.
Me in front and my brother,
Grimsby,
behind.
We saw Bob Hope
and Bing Crosby being trampled by thousands
of walking,
dismembered camel
humps
while singing Slow Road to Chinese Vegetables. I turned around to look at my brother,
Grimsby.
He was grimacing.
And worms were crawling around in between his teeth, and freezing cold blood shot out of the hole where his prick used to be and sprayed my face.
I slid sideways off the peccary
and was hanging upside down and came nose to nose with a cheery-looking Tony Randall.
I woke up suddenly
in a cold sweat
and was jolted upright.
After a moment, I switched on the light.
There lying next to me in bed
was a huge smiling bison,
stroking a thin mustache
with a hoof.
He had on a red and white striped t-shirt
and a dark red beret
tilted to one side. His teeth were perfect,
and his grin was blinding.
He spoke in a deep voice
with a thick Italian accent
and said, "How about a nice romantic ride in my gondola, lover?"
I panicked and jerked myself spastically,
dragging the sheets with me.
Then the bison said,
"Well, how about giving me a kiss, Come on, just one little bitty kiss."
I began gasping violently, and the bison was laughing violently.
And he rolled over on top of me,
and I was flattened into a big pizza pie.
Next thing I knew, I was lying here in bed.
With thousands of maggots crawling in and out of all my orifices, eating my eyes and guts and everything. A big long piece of shit coming out of my asshole. It kept going faster and faster, and it just wouldn't stop.
Well, we've lost him.
His brain is dead.
He is a vegetable. Okay, take him away.